cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest. What assembly?
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Pastor. Sometimes people don't think that pastors have problems or they have issues, but they do. This morning, for time, I'm going to be very fast. I have about maybe this service and the second service, 15 things I want to share with you on the believer, money, and the marketplace. That's what I'm going to title the subject of what I'm going to be treating with us, the believer, money, and the marketplace. And it's going to be a fantastic time of sharing together, considering from the scriptural point of view, the believers, money, and the marketplace. And I kind of put it in, you know, 15 nuggets, in nugget form. Then we'll share through. Hallelujah. So I wanted to be fast in following this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The believers or believers, money, and the marketplace is what I'm going to be talking about. Also, I celebrate God's servant, the beautiful wife of our dear pastor. Thank you so much, man. Hallelujah. My wife has been asking that she should do a low cut. And I've been saying no. But I'm having a change of mind. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 23. 1 Corinthians 10. 23, it says, all things are lawful for me. It says, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful. It says, for me, but all things are not expedient. It says, all things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Okay, all things edify not. Then 24, it says, let no man seek his own. Let no man seek his own, but every man another man's wealth. Okay, let no man seek his own, but every man another man's wealth. It says, whatsoever is sold, verse 25, is sold in the shambles. It says, that it asking no question for conscience sake. Why? In verse 26, it says, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Look at that verse 25 again. It says, whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that it asking no question for conscience sake. It says, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So the one point I want to share with you, first thing I want to share with you today, is that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the things that are in it. Therefore, the earth does not belong to Christians. The earth does not belong to Christians. The earth belongs to mankind. The earth does not belong to Christians. The earth belongs to mankind. Can I say that again? The earth does not belong to Christians. The earth belongs to mankind. This is very significant and important because most times we think that the earth ought to belong to Christians. And sometimes we say things as the people that ought to have the best, the people that ought to live the best on the earth ought to be Christians. No, that's not true. The people that ought to live the best on the earth are mankind. Mankind, the earth belongs to God, means that God created the earth. Please follow very carefully. God created the earth And the earth he gave to mankind. God did not give the earth to a believer. God did not give the earth to a Christian. We are talking about marketplace. God did not give the earth to born again people. God gave the earth to mankind. Christian, Muslim, Shintoist, Taoism, Confucianist, any kind of person, the earth belonged to them. The earth is for mankind, not for Christians. And this is so significant because as we begin to progress in our thought, you will find out why I am stressing this. Because there are so many things that people do and understanding that they have that is not allowing them to engage the marketplace properly because of this mindset. They think that, look, the best of the best should belong to us as Christians. That I'm a Christian means my life to turn around materially and everything should fall in place. But that's not the truth. Because the earth is not yours. The earth is for mankind. The earth is not for you. It's for mankind. It's for mankind. Very, very important. It says, the earth is the Lord, meaning that God is the creator of the earth. Then God gave the earth to mankind. Adam is a representation of mankind, not a representation of a believer. Because Adam was not even a believer. Are you following this? Adam wasn't a believer. Adam was a mankind. Adam was a representation. From Adam, every one of us, isn't it? So Adam is a representation of mankind. God gave the earth and its resources. God gave the earth and its what? Resources to who? To mankind. So look at that scripture again, verse 25. Point number two. So number one is that the earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof means that God created the earth and he gave it to mankind. So mankind is the owner of the earth. Who? We don't know. Anybody. Mankind is the owner of the earth. The resources of the earth. True of us? Second is that in verse 25, whatsoever is sold in the shambles. Please pay attention. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles. The word shambles is the word for market. Whatsoever is sold in the market. It says, whatsoever is sold in the shambles. It says, that it. Asking no question for conscience sake. Then he now added. Why? Why should you buy what is sold in the marketplace? Because the earth is the Lord's. Are you following this now? And the fullness thereof. One would think that the earth is the Lord and I am God's child. I am a child of God. He calls me. So because I'm a child of God, I just enter. If I enter Bejuleki, it is mine. I take it now. In the name of Jesus. It's mine now. It's mine now. Because it's not yours. It's somebody else's. Are you getting it now? So he now says, go back, we go back 25. He says, the earth for whatsoever is sold in the shambles. The idea of, see, there are three key words that are there. Number one, sold. The word sold there is the word for polio, is the word for barter, which means something you exchange. Are you following this now? Something you exchange. That is, so it implies the idea of a seller and a buyer. Whatsoever is sold, and the word shambles there is the word for meat market or a place where you buy things. Whatsoever is sold in the marketplace, that buy. Two, point number two. Point number two, first is that the earth belongs to God and God gave it to man. Two is that marketplace is the place where buyer meets seller. And prices are exchanged for value. Can I say that again? The marketplace is where buyers meet the sellers. And prices are placed on value and they are exchanged. The marketplace is where the buyer meets the seller. And prices are placed on value and exchanged. Which means
That the earth is the Lord's means that God has given the earth to man. Certain men have now possessed certain things on the earth. If you want it, the Bible says, buy it. Am I making sense? Are you following this now? See, who owns the earth? Who created the earth? God. Who did he give it to? Mankind. Not Christians, though. Mankind. If a Christian wants something on the earth, what should that Christian do? Whatsoever is what? Sold. Whatsoever is what? Whatsoever is what? Sold. The idea of selling means that I have something of value. You have something of value. Then I bring my value. Then you bring your value. Where you bring your value and I bring my value is called marketplace. Over the years, before now, marketplace usually, you still have the primitive local marketplace mindset where you go to Oshodi, there's a marketplace. You go to Ojota, there's a marketplace. You go to, Lekki, there'll be a marketplace. Do you understand? If you go to ShopRite, it is a marketplace where products are brought. You go there, exchange your money for a particular product, and you go home. Isn't it? Good. Now, marketplace has evolved. Marketplace can be on your WhatsApp status. It can be on Facebook. It can be on Instagram. It's where buyer meet sellers. And value is placed on a product and exchanged. The interesting part is that the earth belongs to God. God owns it. He created it, but he gave it to man. Which means that whatsoever you want on the earth, some people already own it. Some people already own it. Don't ask me how. They will tell you from generation to... Do you know that if you enter into... Do you know that a family owned Banana Island? Trace it down. Are you getting what I'm saying? A family owned... You will say, how did they come into possession? By the time they start telling you, you will just get tired. When they start telling you the story of a father, of a grandfather, of a father, you know, you're wondering, okay, it's okay. We know somehow men own the things on the earth. Men own the things on the earth. From there, you'll find gold, you find silver, you find everything, you plant crops. The earth is the natural bed for all these things that is being produced and exchanged for value. Some people have come into inheritance. Oh, let me explain this to you very carefully. Genesis 47. Look at Genesis 47. Genesis 47 and verse 15. Genesis 47, 15. It says, and when money failed in the land of Egypt. Follow this. Money did what? Failed in the land of Egypt. And in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For money faileth. Okay? Money faileth. Then he now says, and verse 16, and Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle. Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. Meaning Joseph is saying that regardless of the money that is scarce, the scarcity of money, that's what it means by money fail. You have something of value. You are dying, you know, they are dying. You have something of value that you can exchange for food. Bring that thing of value and I will give you food. Do you understand? Look at the next verse. And they brought their cattle. So cattle became money. You know, we have different types of money. We have commodity money. We have fiat currency. Isn't it or money? Are you following this? Commodity money that is backed up by intrinsic value is in the thing that you are bringing on the table. Fiat money is what you call it. So if I say this handkerchief is worth something, then you buy it based on what I say it is worth. Usually, based on my value. Are you following this now? Like Sir Alex Ferguson, they said he removed the chewing gum from his mouth and sold it for £23,000. Chewing gum to jail. Are you following this now? Because I can say what it is. Now look at this. Verse 17, and they brought their cattle to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for the flocks, and for the cattle of the herd, and for the asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. So their cattle became money for food. Huh? Follow. It says, when that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord. How that our money is spent, that means money failed, they spent it all. My Lord that also heads of our cattle, and there is aught not left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our lands. Our what? Bodies and what? Our lands. Verse 19, wherefore shall we die in your eyes, both we and our lands? He says, by us. So money has failed. Now they use cattle and what they had in exchange. That one too has failed. They have someone had 30 goats, 30 sheep, cattle, 30 cows. He has exchanged it for food. Now they don't have that again. They now say what we have is us and our land. Watch what Joseph said. Then Joseph now said to them, you would think Joseph would now say, well, just open the store now and give. Because in the marketplace, it responds to value. There's an exchange. Please follow very carefully. Because there is a reason why I am saying what I'm saying. He says, Joseph now said to them, verse 20, and Joseph, no, verse 19, wherefore shall we die before your eyes, both we and our land, by us and our lands, for bread? And we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that our land be not desolate. 20, and Joseph bought. Did you see that? Joseph bought all the land. Notice the word. Joseph did not possess all the land. Joseph bought them. Why? They brought their land and gave it to Joseph in exchange for what? For food. Follow this now. He says, for the Egyptians, everyone sold. Every man is filled because the famine prevailed over them and the land. So the land became what? Wait. The land became what? Two things there. One, they used their land as money for food. Eh? So land became money. Eh? Two, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. I could just say, well, because I'm a believer and I carry the dominion mandate and the power of God is upon my life, I'm just going to enter into a land and I will walk around it 7 times and pour anointing oil and say, the Lord is my money, come to me now. Because you are not bringing any value to the table. See what I saw here. The land became Pharaoh's. Pharaoh at that time was worshipped as God. Though. Are you following what I'm saying? Pharaoh at that time, that the land became his own, was worshipped. You would have thought that Pharaoh was worshipped as God. The land and the people belonged to him. No, they did not. Are you following this now? The land did not belong to him. They sold it to him. Then legitimately he came into that inheritance. Because every man whose father has been in Egypt for years, before Pharaoh came, they already owned some portions of the land. But because of the famine, they now sold it to Pharaoh. Now Pharaoh now became the owner of the land. If you read the next verse, the only land that Pharaoh did not acquire in Egypt at that time was the land where the priests that was worshiping. He says, and the people removed. The only land, verse 22, you see, is the land that the priest owned that he didn't possess. Pharaoh possessed everything, every land in Egypt became his own because of the famine. Listen, brethren, what this means is that if you do not bring anything of value to the marketplace, you will not be as rich as you want to be. Marketplace respond to value. The value can be an idea, it could be a consultancy, it could be an innovation, it could be a process, it could be anything. As long as you are bringing value to the right place, people will buy what you have. The more value you bring, the more money you get. And sometimes famine can take place. And there is a strategic direction that God has given you ahead of time, that you have increased what you have in the storehouse as a business person. That is when people need what you have and you come into possession of it. Which means, follow this now, which means money is a creation of man, not a creation of God. Number three, money is a creation of man that expresses a medium in which prices and value are exchanged or expressed in the marketplace. Money is a medium, is a creation of man, and that expresses a medium which prices and value are exchanged or expressed in the marketplace. Which means God will not give you money. Please tap your neighbor and say, are you listening? You know, Pastor Benga told me I could look for your trouble. God, give me money. God, we need money. Oh, Lord, bless us. We need. God will not give you money. I just told them that you told me to talk freely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see, if you find an alert in your account, two things possibly happened, and I can explain it. It's not a miracle. It can be explained. Number one, it is either a teller mistakenly post some money into your account that is not yours. And guess what? That teller will enter wahala. Because our account will not balance. My wife is a banker, so I know. They can sleep in the bank till night looking for as small as 50 kobo for a day. Pastor used to be a banker, so he can tell you. Besenio for that person. That's one. Two, is either somebody somewhere who has worked for his money or was given money or came in into inheritance of money decided to give you money. Why? Because the money that is a legal tender in any country, God doesn't mint it. There is a number. There is everything. So God can do miracle. He doesn't mint it. I know where your mind is going. I will get there. But he took money out of the fish mouth. Hold on. What it means is that money is a creation of man. Money is a language that expresses value. I have something, you have something. They use their land for food. That is money. Do you get that now? They use their cattle
for food. That is money. They use their sheep for food. That is money. Marketplace respond to value. Where you have an advantage is that as a believer, the Spirit of God in you, like a Joseph, can show you things to come, because God can speak about times and seasons of life. He can show you that things are about to happen, like Pharaoh had a dream and had an understanding through Joseph. And Joseph said, let's save more. Number four. Wealth transfer, therefore, is by market engagement where buyers meet sellers, not by God killing somebody that is an unbeliever and take the money and give you. Can I say that again? Wealth transfer, therefore, is not that God will kill someone. The wealth of the unbelievers are laid up for us believers. Am I worried? I just come and say, Lord, it's not true. You are reading the Bible wrongly. You know why? Because wealth transfer is a market engagement. Let me show you. Genesis 47 that we read, there was famine in the land. God has spoken to Joseph. By the prophetic understanding, Joseph said, save some more when you have abundance. Common sense is economics. So they saved more. When they saved more, there was famine. The people had lands, they had cattle, they had sheep, they had goats, they had things. Those were the language of marketplace in those days. They may not be important to you now. But those days, those were the commodities that people sold and had. And when you want to describe the wealth of a man, you talk about gold, silver, cattle, sheep, and all of all that, isn't it? So he had all those things. But they were not Pharaoh's. It wasn't Pharaoh's own. So the people now brought it as a result of what they had, which was their own wealth. Which was their own wealth. If you were talking what was in their account, is how many sheep they had, how many goats they had, how many cattle they had. Are you following this now? So they now, money already have failed, which means they've already carried their currency in terms of silver and gold. They've already given it to Pharaoh to buy food. Now they are now carrying other forms of money, which is land and sheep and cattle and goat. They are now giving it to Pharaoh as a result of Pharaoh having food. So they exchange it. They ate food, but Pharaoh had all their wealth. So wealth transferred as a result of value exchange. Did you get that? Let me say this in a very simple way for you. How many of you have brothers, siblings, family people, fathers, cousins or uncles that are not born again? And they are very diligent, hardworking. They just don't know God, but they are diligent, they are hardworking, they go to work, they do their thing. How many of you have that? So think about it. That you wake up one morning and then maybe he has a house in Lekki or maybe in Ikoyi or thereabout. And you look at him and say, what you have laid up, all these things you are working for, to read Mojesu, is laid up for us, the believers. You see how it sounds in your ears? You see how it's sounding in your ears? But when you are praying it aggressively, we receive. Which means, as a believer, you need to learn to start engaging marketplace. You need to start to learn to engage the marketplace. If you do not take anything to the market, you will not have anything. You will live by miracles, and it's not a sustainable way of living. Remember that they lived by miracles for 40 years. when they got into Canaan, the night they got into Canaan, God spoke to them a prophetic word and said, from today, the manna will cease. Start planting seed. Excuse me. Do you think that God that fed them for 40 years could not continue to give them food for the rest of their lives? It's not a sustainable way. Miracles from English dictionary means special intervention. I would rather live by the blessing. I tell people, if you can work for it, don't pray for it. If you can work for it, don't pray for it. If you cannot work for it, then pray for it. You will find out that your prayer life and prayer point will reduce when you start working. Most of the prayers we pray in Nigeria will change and will reduce significantly if we start working and engaging. No matter how small it is, no matter how insignificant it looks to you, working. Marketplace respond to value. I don't know if you have it here in Jos. In Lagos, but we have it in Jos. We call something kose, and we call it masa. Kose is called akara here. You will see a woman ask. Do you know Jos can be very cold? Our average weather can be about 18 degrees Celsius. That's cold for you people here. Just can be as cold as 6 degrees. But you will see this woman Monday morning, early, 6:30. Not a young woman, no. She will step out of her house and start frying masa. For people that are going to work, I always love to buy it. Let me confess. Because they will put yaji, we call it pepper. And if you buy that and buy a very cold, hot tea, aratibale. If you will see that woman from where you are standing selling a market. And people will come buy from her. It may look small to you. It may look insignificant to you. She may not be wearing tie and suit and shoes and, you know, walking in a place. But she's honorable than you, praying for money to come into your account. Let me tell you this before I step down here. Wealth respond to marketplace. And a church is as rich as the people working in it. Wealth respond to marketplace. That's number three. Are you following this now? It respond to marketplace. If you take value there, you will get value. The value you want is dollars or pounds, or yen, or RMB, whatever currency it is, you pay me, I work for you. If you want more money in life, this is how it works. If you want more money, you own up your skills, you do better, market will perceive you, marketplace will perceive you as somebody that they can pay more, they will pay you more. Are you following this now? It has nothing to do. See, you can be somebody of worth, but marketplace does not know. But when the moment marketplace perceive your worth through your CV or something or what you have done before, they will start paying you for that value. So, case in point, that woman selling kose, if she goes to school of, say, economics or something, and then she comes out and apply to a place that need what she is doing, they will pay her much more than what she gets frying that kose every day. True of us? So marketplace respond. That's how wealth creation takes place.
And that's how transfer of wealth takes place. If you have nothing of value, you cannot have value. Unless you have a father who has the whole of Banana Highland, who now gives it to you as an inheritance when he's dying, you can come into wealth that way. But watch this. A person that does not have what is bringing to marketplace, and someone else has something that is bringing to marketplace, do you know that if at this service today, I give every one of you 1 million naira each in this service, if I say after service, Pastor Gbenga, let's get their account number, I will credit each of your account with 1 million naira. Do you know that before the end of 6 months or the end of this year, people will still be poor? Not because you have problems in your life. It's not because you have problems in your life. Say, thank God, I have my rent I've not paid, my school fees I've not paid, No, that's not because of the problem. It is because you don't know how to engage marketplace. Nobody sells things in the marketplace without profit margin. If you keep money, you'll be poor. If you save money, you'll be poor. But if you use money to buy value or to increase value and bring the value to marketplace and engage that marketplace, you'll be rich. You know why? If you sell this phone, you will sell it with a profit margin. So if I give you 1 million naira each and you come to my whole supermarket, however bad it is, however ugly it is, however by the roadside it is, however kiosk-like it looks, you will buy toothpaste, you will buy brush, you will buy McLean, you will buy soap, you will buy tissue, you will buy, you know, if those of you that use deodorant, you will buy deodorant, you will buy this. Do you understand? Everything you are buying from me, I am taking 200 naira, 300 naira, 500 naira, 1,000 naira from your savings. And there are things that depreciate. So the more you buy, the more you enrich me, the more you deflate your savings. And you see, God will not come down from heaven and say, He will not do that. Pastor, does pastors go hungry? Let us pray. I will continue. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for your word in Jesus' name.